So should I stop eating chips?
Maybe because it's a podcast. Otherwise...
I don't know, it might be really funny, just the entire time, crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
I suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to a disused yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken.
I'm Ruth.
And... and this is how it's gonna go for the entire next four episodes, that's
yes.
Fine. So, we've done this... I think maybe once before, except that it would have appeared as four episodes. We're doing, like, a bunch today, and they're all going to be shorter. So, our first topic, which was suggested by Ken...
I had an idea.
Do you want to tell us what your idea was?
Yes. What are your favorite references to Doctor Who in other media? That was my idea.
Very cool.
Yes, I was proud of that. Because I very rarely have anything of any significance to actually say to this, because I'm usually talking about chips. Or cats. Or cat chips.
Ew.
That's upsetting.
What? Cats could have chips.
I'm thinking that they're like...
No! Cats
like
would
cat
have their
flavored
own...
Chips?
No, cats would have their own brand of chips.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My mom's cat loves Doritos. She's a little baby kitten, and she loves chips. Like, tortilla chips are her favorite thing ever. My dad had knee surgery, so he's dropping a lot of things currently. And the cat just kind of follows him around and takes whatever. But chips seem to be the thing she likes the most.
This is how this usually goes, but I'm not cutting it out this time.
Yes.
So, do you want us to start, or do you want us to, like...
Yeah, I can start. I wrote things down.
Cool.
Mine are all, like, animation related.
That's fine.
But Simpsons has done a bunch of Doctor Who references.
Yeah.
My favorite is the Halloween one where they were doing a parody of, oh, which one is that? The Clockwork Orange. They're doing the Clockwork Orange, and, like, they were getting all these pranks together, and they had a whole list of different pranks. My favorite one was, tell every doctor they're the worst one.
Oh,
that would destroy society in England, apparently,
yep.
Is to go to every doctor and say, you're the worst one. I imagine that's a thing that they do, or at least I like to imagine. Like, I like to think every, like, Sunday, all the actors get together for tea. Even Christopher Eccleston shows up for this. And they just, like, bitch and moan and go, you're the worst one. No, you're the worst. Everybody hated you. You were only on for that one TV movie in America. Blah, 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 blah.
I feel like that's kind of true. I feel like all of the doctors think that they're, like, the real doctor.
Yeah.
And the others are just, like, imposters.
Screw this guy. I'm the doctor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my favorite. The TARDIS has also made several appearances on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But in Futurama, they've actually brought the doctor into it, and it makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh.
It's mostly, like, the Comedy Central episodes, but you will see, like, the TARDIS in the background on occasion, and there's one where, like, the TARDIS appears, and I think it's the fourth Doctor, and it's all in the background. The Doctor just runs into it, and it disappears again.
See, I love that. Like, don't even find
yeah.
it out. It just
yeah.
there.
And then there was the one where they get captured by the space whale,
uh-huh.
and at the end, everybody who's been captured by the space whale is released, and in the group of people is the fourth Doctor.
There you go.
And then I got one more, also Futurama-related. There was an issue of the comics. And this is the best one ever, because, like, it's kind of subtle, but by the end of it, like, oh my god, that's hilarious. It's Professor Farnsworth and Zoidberg. And I think the professor's making Zoidberg see a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he sees a doctor, and it's an old man. And he's just all like, well, I'm going to need a second opinion. And then a slightly younger guy with black hair walks in. And goes, well, I'm going to need a third opinion. And then, like, they go to the next page, and it's just a bunch of panels of every doctor.
Oh, my god.
And it ends with the Matt Smith doctor. He's got the bow tie
that.
And everything.
That's fantastic.
Right?
I
think the issue was even titled, like, Doctor What?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine were, there seems, like, the obvious one is Inspector Spacetime from Community. Which has since, like, blown up into, like, this ridiculous thing. They had a script apparently written for, like, a whole, I think, movie that I don't know if it ever got made or not, but there was a reading of it. And then my other one was, there have been several references in Supernatural to Doctor Who. And I like that just because there's so much crossover in the fandoms. I like the idea that the writers are like, well, we should all be watching Doctor Who. And there have been a lot of references, and I think the most obvious one where they were like, well, just screw it, we're going to be really blatant about it, was there was a character who was going by the alias of Amy Pond. So every time the character showed up, they just called her Amy Pond.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like the aliases on Supernatural. Like, I've only seen
really
a few
good,
episodes
yeah.
of the show.
It's really
I was watching it at the gym for a while, and then they changed the channel, and I didn't know how to get them to change it back. But it was like, but for like a few weeks, I was catching a lot of episodes of Supernatural.
Yeah. They're usually, for the two main characters, are usually band names.
Yeah. My like, I started noticing it when, like, they used a fake credit card, and it said Lemmy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, that's awesome.
You'd actually, I think, appreciate a lot of what
yeah.
goes on in that show.
No, I watched for a couple weeks, and I was getting really into it. But, like, I have no idea what they sound like, because it was just at the gym, so it was just subtitles I was reading all the time. So I have no idea what anybody sounds like, but I watched it for, like, a month.
So when you finally hear them, you're just gonna be like, oh, that
like,
is
oh,
fine.
That's not the voice in my head at all.
They
like, those people that, like, first heard, like, Garfield's voice, I'm like, that's not the voice I imagine. That's terrible.
All I was gonna the Simpson ones have been really iconic. The fourth Doctor seems to be the most
yeah,
common.
I think
one.
He's the
that's
favorite.
That's always
of
who.
Yeah.
Like any when anybody thinks of the Doctor, they always think of the fourth Doctor.
I
and
think
he's just yeah with the scarf and everything. It's just,
yeah.
He's timeless. Instinct. I think in a way that the new ones aren't quite there yet, and.
I mean,
he's
nobody
was on for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah. nobody has, like, a costume like that either.
No, yeah.
Like, everybody else, especially the newer guys, like, yeah, they're distinct, but, like, that scarf and that crazy hair and hat.
And
like,
his face.
Yeah. 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 No, that's totally true. Even his voice.
Yeah.
Like, everything about him was, like, incredibly unique.
Like, he had that smile where it was
yeah.
just, like,
a little manic and a little that, scary.
That thousand. Yard stare. It's just like, oh, there you are. You can see all of the whites of your eyes.
Almost more concerned if he is smiling.
Yeah, like, oh, I hope he's on our side. And then, yeah, with the same thing with the Community thing. I don't know if I can really bring anything else. Like,
that's fine. I mean, yeah. It did seem sort of like the obvious one to pick, because it became such a weirdly big thing.
Yeah.
I need to watch that. I've only seen, like, random episodes of Community.
I highly suggest it.
Like, I really like the one where they built the fort, like,
yeah.
the pillow fort
yeah.
through the dorms or whatever.
It's all like that.
Okay. I need to watch
insane.
The whole show then.
Yep.
Yeah. There are also, like, the shows where it just kind of pops up in the background, like, you know, Rugrats when you rewatch it.
That's
oh,
right.
yeah, the,
yeah,
there's the
Dalek
toys, yeah.
There was this one show that, what was it called? It was the one that Moffat was doing before Coupling. They had a few Doctor Who references.
Okay.
And, like, on the final season, they had somebody who was, like, really into Doctor Who.
Uh-huh.
And, like, on his first date with someone, you know, you finally think he's not wearing anything nerdish.
Uh-huh.
And on the back of his sweater, he realizes it says, "Bring back Doctor Who." And he also works, like, at a... like a nerd, I think he owns like the nerd shop, and so like there's a Dalek there and everything. And it was just like, oh yeah, this guy is really into Doctor Who. This is like early 2000s.
I'll figure out what that is, and I'll like put in the notes or something so people can look it up. Because I know he did like a bunch of stuff, like
yeah.
sitcoms.
Yeah,
before
I think
he
it was called Coupling.
Yeah.
I've heard of that show.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it, but I've heard of it. Oh, Family Guy had a few good ones. One I really liked was Peter and Lois were visiting Lois's mom.
Uh-huh.
And Peter's, like, all pouty and whatever. And he goes to Lois's mom, and he's all like, "If I had brought my pet owl, would you have been able to accommodate him?" She's like, "Well, I suppose we could have put him in the owlry." because they're rich. It's like, oh, they have an owl ring. She's like, see, Lois, Doctor Who would have been wonderful to bring here. Yes, Peter, we know your owl's name is Doctor Who. That's very clever.
I like that.
Yeah.
Any other?
Hey, that's pretty good.
And on that note.
All right, I'm actually. Well, we'll see you next time.
Bye. We're just coming right up.
Disused Yeti?